BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's Thursday, Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Chris starts the show because I'm just a bit tied up with Jennifer Lawrence. You know how it is. Anyway to Bingo with Russell Howard. Breaking football news, broken by me. Greg on Real or No Real. And it's Wrap Myself in Paper Day.
But these are exciting times for me. I've basically got control of the show while Scott Mills interviews Jennifer Lawrence. Oh, hang on, there's movement outside.
Yes. Hello.
Oh, I'm absolutely gutted.
Hello.
Hi. How's it going, all right?
I've done one link.
Oh, yeah, it's 1:15.
You are literally never early.
I know, this is the first time. I was actually going to go for lunch and do some Christmas shopping, but I decided to come back.
Have you actually been interviewing Jennifer Lawrence, or is this all to make me feel like a plum?
No, I was, but we thought it might run over, but it was perfectly on time, actually a little bit early.
I had everything planned. I was told you've got half an hour of Radio 1 to do what you want.
Oh, I'm looking at some of the texts.
Not that it's not good to see you and all, and I know it's your name above the doors, but I do feel a bit shortchanged. You're literally...
Did you have it all worked out?
I did, actually, yeah. I had some fun stuff planned.
What were you going to have planned?
Had a couple of features.
Oh, well, I heard you asking if they wanted a shout-out. I just heard that on my headphones.
Yeah?
Yeah, on the way in. So do you want to do some shout-outs?
Well, no, this just feels rubbish now, because I thought half an hour, Radio 1, oh, my God, the dream has come true.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here now.
All right, well, fine.
Carry on.
Scrap that idea then.
Jennifer Lawrence is my new favourite person.
Yeah?
We got so much good stuff. We're going to play it on this show on New Year's Eve. And she has some great stuff to say about New Year. And also about Amy Schumer and loads of good stuff.
Did you say hi from me?
No, because you'd never met her. But we were actually going to go for a coffee, weren't we? And just like make a day of it. No, me and the producer.
Oh.
Because we were like, do we go back and let him have his half an hour?
I'll tell you what, I wasn't sure what was going to happen with Innuendo Bingo if that situation arose. But anyway, you're back now, it's all fine.
You present it and spit at the same time.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I'm sorry I was early. You'll never hear that again.
It's just never happened. It's literally never happened that you've turned up early.
It's because Jennifer Lawrence was bang on time. I was really excited about meeting her, you know.
Is she as cool as everyone says?
Yeah, totally.
Really?
Yeah. I walked in and she was doing a massive yawn. She was like, sorry. And I was like, I like that. Yawn away, love. You're Jennifer Lawrence.
I'm really excited to hear this.
It's going to be good. We got some really good stuff. And that's going to be on New Year's Eve when we are on the Radio 1 breakfast show, which we are a lot over Christmas. Yeah, she's my new fave. Radio 1 Facebook at the moment has a good throwback to all of the innuendo bingos from this year. So do you remember that there's been loads, really good ones that you can relive now if you go to Radio 1 Facebook. Tom Daly, that happened. He's been wanting to play the game for 3 years and we finally got him on. Do you remember the chaser, Anne Hegarty, the governess? That was awesome.
Flying innuendo bingo with me and Grimmy.
Yeah.
From the students' hall.
Yeah, in the air. Vicky Patterson, she was soaked.
Do you know what? Obviously, this was before she was Queen of the Jungle, so a lot more people know who she is now because of that show, I reckon.
And I think, I mean, it was such a wet one that, and she got, I mean, you can see it on the video, she got soaked through.
Yeah.
I think it prepared her in a way, for the jungle. I reckon after she did Innuendo Bingo, she was like, yeah, I'll do I'm a Celebrity, we're fine.
That does really well, that one. It's got all the views.
We could always have more. Radio on Facebook for some of the best bingos from 2015. And all the clips today will be my favourites from the year. So Innuendo Bingo is with Russell Howard. Can't wait to have Russell on at 1:45.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here. We're about to play Innuendo Bingo and here is Russell Howard. Hello.
Hello, mate. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Lovely to see you.
I see you.
I always find it a little bit awkward when the guest who's coming in finds the sheet of notes that we've prepared lovingly before the show about them.
There's a bit some trivia here about me.
Yeah, I mean, what would you like to correct from the random facts that we've written down about Russell?
Random facts. This one of Russell's indulgences is spending money on guitars. So far, he has 5 of them because, quote, they look beautiful, but doesn't know how to play them. I do now. I can play the theme tune to Homes Under the Hammer. Bam, bam, ba-na-na, bam, ba-bam, hammer.
Is that all mum, you can play?
Yeah, pretty much. My mum could play as well, but my mum's put a twist on it, which is bam, bam, banana, bam, banana, martello, which is Spanish for hammer.
Right, I'm just looking here, right? I'm just reading you're ready booked to tour in 2017.
Yeah, yeah.
Biggest tour ever, your biggest tour ever.
Yeah.
Including 12 arena dates.
Yeah.
How does that work? How do you do that? Because obviously I always think of, you know, when you're starting out in comedy, it's always kind of dark, dingy pubs and rooms. How do you get it to work in an arena?
So what you do the dark, dingy pubs now, do little, that's why it's a year away. So I'll spend a year kind of getting it ready.
Right.
And then by the time you go on tour, it's
boom.
Off. Yeah, ready.
But being on such a massive stage as
you
well,
got a prowl.
Is that how it is? You just got to cover a lot of ground.
what a brilliantly nerdy question.
It's a big space.
How much ground do you cover per gig? I've never, like, you know those meter rules you used to get at school? Mm. You used to measure the playground. I should do that. Do you remember that? It was kind of one of those weird things that happened in the 80s, wasn't it?
Yeah, but the modern equivalent of that is everyone who wears these wristbands with how many steps they do.
Yeah, Fitbits. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what, that is one of life's mysteries, wasn't it? Like, if you grew up in the 80s, you just go measure the playground.
Yeah, why?
Why?
Yeah, take your recorder with you and your global hypercolor t-shirt. Have a day.
I don't think there's anyone else that I know that's been booked up to 2017. I think that would stress me out a bit.
Well, the reason why I'm doing it is because next year, I'm doing a travel documentary with my mum. So we're going to be spending, I think, 2 months in America. So, and I'm doing some gigs in America. So,
how did this come about with your mum then?
Well, basically, Comedy Central said, do you want to do a travel show? And my mum has never been to America, really wants to go. So two birds. So we're going to get her there. It's going to be absolutely, I've never been looking forward to anything more than that.
That's great.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool.
Do you get on holiday with your mum though?
Like I went to Dubai with my mum. It's one of the funniest and worst experiences of my life.
But why?
They thought we were a couple for the entire week. and my mum played up to that for the entire week.
Did she?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Genuinely. Morning, husband. And lots.
Oh, your mum sounds fun.
She's great, but yeah, I was so paranoid that somebody would get a photo and it would sort of end up on the front page of The Sun, like, Howard likes cougars that look a bit like him. Creepy.
Yeah. Oh,
but it's fun, you know what I mean? It'd be nice.
How brilliant is it, though, to be able to, like, do what you love doing and be filmed and get paid and go on holiday with your mum?
I know. And my mum's getting paid as well, and it'll be her first job since she was a dinner lady. So she is going to be coining it in.
She delighted. Is
loaded. She's genuinely delighted. And do I get a clothing budget or what are we dealing with?
So. Yeah, well, that's a good point. How do you control this? Because are you not worried then...
That she becomes massive. Yeah. Imagine that and I end up supporting
it. It could be like a Carl Pilkington situation in that sense. Then they just become in their own right. Mm. Suddenly they're doing their own DVDs. Headline tours.
I'd kill to see my mum do a DVD. Just see my mum sort of not quite know what to say in front of 15,000 people. All right, O2.
oh, God, what a day.
I can't see 10 nights at the Royal Albert Hall happening yet.
Well, I don't know, though.
Would you let her warm up for you?
Yeah, yeah. Well, she did last year. She did, like, for the sound check, she was kind of singing. It's one of the true joys in life, seeing your mum pretend to be Lady Gaga at the O2. It was just lovely, just singing it. And nobody kicks her out.
No, because they can't.
Because she's not there.
I know you're doing some international cities as well. Where's the place that you're doing a show the year after next where you think to yourself, I never thought I'd be doing comedy there?
I'm doing a show in Nashville, which is kind of cool and weird. And Washington. I did a gig last year in a synagogue in Washington. And I'd never thought that would happen. And it was amazing. It was brilliant. It was only tiny. It was, you know, a couple of hundred people there. And before you go on, they kind of go, like, you know, have a great time, you know, lots of comedy, love you English guys, go over there, do what you do, no nudity, we can't have any nudity. And you like kind of like going, I don't have any joke I've got that would be improved with, you know,
by me doing
a hint of testicle. Do you know what I mean? Did you enjoy that? And now some nerd, you know? So it's quite a set. But then it's that horrible thing, as soon as you're told, you know, no nudity, there is part of you thinking, should I?
Puts it in the brain, doesn't
it? Maybe I should.
With the international cities, sorry, I mean, is there any that are non-English speaking that you're doing?
Yes. So we're doing, like, Europe, we're doing, like, Oslo and Finland and all that. So they've, like, English is second language.
Yeah.
I got heckled by, I did a gig in Oslo and I was, and this girl, I like Boris Johnston. And I went, it's Johnson.
and then realised how much of a knob I was to be kind of, you've heckled me wrongly in your second language.
Yeah.
But it's great doing gigs abroad. It's really exciting because you just kind of, it's that lovely, it's like, you know when you travel and you kind of, because everything's new and exciting, your sort of powers of observation are slightly higher. And then at the end of the day, you have someone to talk about. So the gigs become like, I don't know, a bit like a sort of diary, really. So you can chat about what happened. Like, we were in Oslo and there was a zoo that was open. And it was like minus 18, you know. And I just thought that was kind of funny.
There's more stuff for you to pick up. It makes it more memorable in your head.
Well, I think you'd sort of notice things because, like, they had deer and reindeer on their menu, you know, in like essentially a Greg's, and you sort of wouldn't see. Do you know what I mean?
So you don't get that in Bedminster. You
don't know exactly.
Someone's just texted in to say my nephew is playing young Russell Howard in Gert Lush Christmas on BBC Two.
Well, he's amazing.
Yeah, on it's on Boxing Day, right?
It is. Yeah, yeah.
So I'm reading that it's about obviously a kind of fictional West Country family.
Yes.
And your character is Dan.
Yes.
And you're about to introduce your girlfriend to your slightly weird family.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know you've got a fitness-obsessed dad.
Uh-huh.
And that sounds good already.
Yeah.
And then who's Uncle Tony? What's his story?
So Uncle Tony is played by Greg Davies, and he is obsessed. Basically, he's a plumber to the stars, so he kind of... he's always going on about parties he's had with Keith Chegwin, he is desperate for me not to settle down because... he wants me to be free and loose like he was.
Okay.
And there's a lovely bit in it where he claims to have had an orgy based on the fact that he had a slinky and he bedazzled some Latvian ladies into bed. He's great. Neil Morrissey's my dad, who's amazing. But what's really funny about this, my actual dad got really upset because he was like, it's ridiculous, you're painting me like I'm a fool, like I'm obsessed with fitness. And yet my dad had already gone up to Neil Morrissey before the screening, felt Neil Morrissey's belly, and went, that's not strong enough. And then went, touch that. And I sort of see over the shoulder of my eye, like, Neil Morrissey touching my dad's stomach. And my dad looks at him and goes, corrugated iron. Like that. And there's a scene, which is pretty much identical, when I bring my girlfriend home, where Neil Morrissey is sort of showing her his muscles. But he's amazing. They're all great.
Yeah.
And my little sister's in it as well, and that's probably the coolest thing.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
All the family are involved.
Well, my sister plays my sister, but it's based on several of my cousins.
Right.
It's hard to keep up with.
Yeah.
It sounds good.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
I saw it the other day, and it's really funny. It's really sweet.
And it's called A Gert Lush Christmas?
It's called A Gert Lush Christmas.
Boxing Day, BBC Two, 9 o'clock. Mm. Okay. Boys, we've got some water at the back of the studio and some... quite weird cheating, which means we're about to play Innuendo Bingo. Yes. Get online and watch this.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Very pleased to say we've got Russell Howard with us today. You can watch now on your phone, on your computer, on your laptop, on the Radio 1 website. You right over there, lads?
Ready.
This is the last Innuendo Bingo of the year,
it's a wet one.
Yeah,
cheers. Let's make it a wet one. It's the best clips of 2015, and it's not going to be on again now until 2016. So, best clips of the year, which you lot have found for us. Are we ready? Lots of water, lads. And first, we're going to popular game show The Link. Now, I think Mark Williams, the presenter, has possibly gone off script in this round.
Let's see if you can find The Link. You ready?
Yes.
Good.
Gander. Jack. Cock. Gobbler.
Oh, and Chris is gone. What a list of options there, all in a row. It's almost like someone planned that.
Cock. Gobbler.
Listing male birds there, of course. You right, Russell? Okay. Now we're going over to BBC Two and A Cook Abroad. Chef Rachel Koo is in the jungle and she's willing to do pretty much anything to win over the locals.
You couldn't get more sustainable than this.
Before I leave, the village headman is determined to see if I can shoot his blowpipe.
Oh, these are good.
They are, yeah.
They are good.
I enjoyed that one.
Before I leave, the village headman is determined... determined to see if I can shoot his blowpipe.
Thanks, thanks, Chef Rachel Coon.
Oh, what joy. This is fun. What a lovely way of getting wet.
Isn't it, though?
I've just done one myself.
Water Police on Russell Howard Innuendo Bingo. Back to last January now, and a documentary on ITV presented by the one, the only, Alan Titchmarsh. Now, Alan requested to have a lot of access when he asked to make this show. But I bet he never expected this request to be granted.
Delightful as the company is, and delicious though the finger sandwiches and French fancies are, I've come here to see something, dare I say it, even more exciting.
With special permission from Her Majesty, I'm here to explore her entire garden.
Entire.
All of it.
Yep.
Alan Titchmarsh there.
With special permission from Her Majesty, I'm here to explore her entire garden.
I'm glad he got her permission.
Yeah.
Okay, water please. Now we're going to the one show. You know when you think something and then you accidentally say it out loud? Now, I think this might have happened here with presenter Matt Baker, who I saw in the lift earlier. Lovely man.
We've had this great idea of asking kids to do their mum's makeup at the beginning of the day and the mum gets sponsored.
An easy idea, but so effective.
I can't believe I haven't been let loose on your face yet.
Oh, Matt Baker there talking to Alex Jones from The One Show.
I can't believe I haven't been let loose on your face yet.
Thank you, Brenton in Northampton, for sharing that one.
Only work in England.
I know. When we have Americans on, they're like, oh, what? Okay, now we're going to The Jump. Oh, remember The Jump on Channel 4? What a show. Now, Davina McCall is on the ski slopes and has come up with a no-nonsense technique for picking one of the contestants.
They're going to be going head-to-head against the person whose number is drawn with theirs. So, will you please take the mayor's ball bag?
That wasn't even...
That's not even... Not necessarily innuendo, but she did say it.
So, will you please take the mayor's ball bag?
Oh, wow.
What fun.
Ben in Colchester's watching outside Morrison's. What a time to be alive. Ben in Exeter says you've done Alan Titchmarsh one before. Yes, it's the best of 2015. Kevin Bristol says it's so good to hear a Bristolian on the radio. Water, please. Now we're going to the boat race. Now, this commentator's gained unprecedented access to the team this year.
The wind and the tide working in opposition.
I don't know if you can hear it at home, but I've got the Oxford Cox in my ear.
Boat race classic there from April. Having a lovely time.
I don't know if you can hear it at home, but I've got the Oxford Cox in my ear.
Okay, now 2015, we saw Fern Cotton leave Radio 1. Water, please. Back then, though, Annie Mack had high hopes of what Clara Amfo might be able to achieve.
And talking about Radio 1 changes, got a big up Clara Amfo, man. What a gig. And no doubt, she's going to absolutely smash it in Fern Cotton's slot.
Oh, that's what makes that really special, is there's a real hint of cool.
Isn't
that? And then it just all comes tumbling down.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Smooth voice.
Okay, you got your waters there? Remember, if you're watching TV over the festive period, you spot some innuendo. That's how we make this. So, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Next, we're going to Sean Keaveney on BBC Six Music's Breakfast Show. And what I like about Sean is he's always so honest with his listeners.
It's 39 minutes past eight here on BBC Radio Six Music. And I'm Sean Keaveney. I've got my... come in my shorts this morning.
Thanks, Sean. I'm intrigued by the way he does time checks.
It's 39 minutes past eight here.
Just say 20 to 9. Lewis in Manchester sent that one back in June. BBC Newcastle now. Have either of you been to New Biggin by the Sea?
I haven't, no.
No, it's in the northeast. I'm kind of keen to visit. Based on this attraction alone.
And people in a Northumberland village have been defending a public work of art that's been described as one of Britain's worst. Couple at New Biggin by the Sea has been described as an eye-wounding erection.
Giant statue there of people looking out to sea. And one more, please.
Right then.
Okay. Here we go. And here's what Richard Madeley's going to be up to soon.
I will be spending tomorrow building a brand new barbecue, having friends over for late afternoon nosh in the garden.
Okay, and that was... that was Inuit of Bingo with Russell Howard, which I very much enjoyed. Did you enjoy that, Russell?
Well done, mate. Well done.
Thank you.
A wet ending.
I'm looking forward to leaving here.
Yes, to leaving.
I would imagine there'll be photos of me. It looks like I've wet myself.
That's right. Thank you very much, Russell Howard. Have a lovely Christmas.
And you, guys.
Thank you. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Chris, don't look to the right now because it's all the apprentice people.
Just look to the right.
Oh, you idiot.
Don't say don't look to the right. It's a bit like if you see a sign on the wall saying wet paint, you always have to touch it.
Or a red button. You just want to press it, don't you?
You've got to do it. I've seen them.
Right. So is there a winner? Or like what happened?
What do you mean
year?
Is there a winner?
Well, like
that's really vague knowledge for
why I didn't see it last night, I do apologise. And actually, the one last night is my favourite one every year because they do all the interviews.
Yeah.
What are the three winners?
No.
Why are they
and
here?
Also, I don't want to give anything away. Either.
Okay.
And I worry now that, for obvious reasons, you're now giving away.
Have I already given stuff away? But, oh, I'm so sorry.
So, all I will say is I got halfway into the show last night, then so I still need to catch up on half of the show, but it was looking brilliant. The interviewers this year are exceptional because they've got some new ones.
What, new people?
Yeah, I can't remember her name. One of them is evil.
Now, I'll tell you what, right? You know Claude?
Yeah.
Obviously got a promotion. I've been a bit disappointed by how mean he's been to them.
Oh, no, he's back.
But he's back. He's going in on the interviews again.
The interviews is his thing.
That's his manner, that is, definitely. So one of those people in there is the winner?
No, maybe. The
Scott Mills Daily. Scott Mills here. I'm glad to see most people have been observing the rules of relationship transfer deadline day. Our listener Louise in Chippenham, though, got dumped last night at 10 p.m. in a pub. She told him as well. She's like, what about deadline day? Didn't listen. Also, Jamie in Barnsley points out, did David Platt break up with his wife last night in Coronation Street? Nothing annoys me more. The Scott Mills Daily. Some people just completely miss the idea of relationship transfer deadline day. I'm getting more messages coming in now. Are you seeing these?
Yes, people that haven't respected what we kind of said.
There's a reason we do this every year, you know, guys. Come on. Ryan in Leicester. Do I don't I break up with my girlfriend today? Help me, Scott. I'm not helping you. You should have listened yesterday. Alison and Crew says, just saying, it's Christmas in a week and a day. I know. We'll get to that after 3 o'clock. When are we going to have a really stressful shopping trip? I look forward to that every year, Chris.
Yeah, well, there's loads of time for that. We'll sort that.
Okay, you say this every year. There's loads of time for that.
There is.
When are we actually going to do it? It's a week and a day. It's Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So when are we going to do it?
I don't know. We'll sort it another time. Oh, you get this text, Scott. What a bingo, Scott. Love, Russell. What's that scratch on your face, though? That's from David off Hendon.
I said this? I've said what it is.
A few people notice this during Innuendo Bingo, but might not know where the scratch is from.
It's from an umbrella.
Yeah.
So at the Radio 1 Christmas party, I was carrying around a massive golf umbrella all night, much to the amusement of Nick Grimshaw.
It's your latest fashion sort of thing.
Well, it's not.
It?
It's just that I thought I'd be kind to you because we were going to walk to the venue from Radio 1 and it was absolutely peeing with rain. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to spend £5 on a nice golf umbrella to keep me and my friend Chris
dry. No, you didn't.
Dry.
You bought a massive umbrella. Well, I wouldn't have stood underneath it with you. Imagine how that would have looked. We would have looked like
Why wouldn't
a couple.
You go under umbrella with me?
We'd look like a couple walking down the road there.
You wouldn't walk under an umbrella with me?
One big umbrella.
Why not?
No, I'll just walk next to you. You can have the umbrella if you want. I'll just walk alongside.
You got really wet.
It doesn't matter.
Right, well, that's ridiculous. If two men can't share an umbrella in this day and age...
I just don't think... people are there, there's Scott with his new boyfriend.
No, I'm not going to slip my hand in your back pocket, am I? Oh, I hate when people do that. Have you seen that?
I next to you. You have the umbrella. I just was walking alongside you. I wouldn't have gone underneath you.
Anyway.
Wrapped our arms around each other.
Okay, all right. So a few wines in, like the umbrella... Without realising, it became a weapon, mostly to myself, and that's how I've done it. I've actually whacked myself in the face with a massive umbrella.
It's such a brilliant injury, though. You've hurt yourself with an umbrella.
Yeah, taking out people's drinks and various body parts along the way. Mm. I do apologise to anyone that got slightly injured by my golf umbrella on the other night's Christmas party.
But what amazing scenes watching you walk around the Christmas party with an umbrella.
With an umbrella, I know. I'm not going to do that again. I know. I'm weird. The Scott Mills Daily. So I see Mourinho's off.
Eh?
Mourinho's off. Chelsea manager.
It annoys me if you're right with this, you know, because...
Is this big news?
Well, yeah, that's massive news. Hang on. Yeah. Yes, you're right.
Check your... Yeah.
Now, how did you know that before me?
Because Twitter.
It annoys me. But do you know what? Certain things should be banned from you on Twitter.
No, you can't ban me from all sport on Twitter just because I don't know much about it.
Yeah, but I shouldn't be hearing from Scott Mills. There'll be loads of people hearing this news now. It's been broken by Scott Mills.
The person that knows the least about football in the entire universe tells you about something really big happening in the world of soccer.
Football.
Football.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
And it's reached that time of year where people are actually driving home for Christmas. A bit early, but some people have finished, like students. Hello, Rufus.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm good, mate. Where are you?
We're at the Membry Services on a little snack break.
Oh, Membry. Just M4 Hungerford area, yeah?
Yeah, just about, yeah.
One of the best, actually. Well, I say that. Is it? No, there's better on the M4, to be honest. There's more choice. What you'll notice at that services in particular, Rufus,
yep.
If you look out now, you'll see a pedestrian footbridge there connecting eastbound to westbound.
Yep.
Don't bother with that. Don't bother using it because most of the facilities are the same either side. The only difference being the shop that rhymes with Gaitrose, and that's westbound only.
Yeah, lucky we're going westbound, though.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, so you are westbound.
You said about the footbridge, it is quite fun running across it like that. Do you know what I mean? Because you feel really powerful.
It's the same shops when you go over
and
the other
safe.
Side. Yeah, but sometimes when you go over the other side, you're like, oh, there's a shop that's not on this side, but that's not the case at Membry Services. Anyway, Rufus, yeah. Who are you with?
I'm with Kat.
Oh, who's Kat?
Hello.
Who's Kat?
Hello.
Hello. Is that Kat?
Hello.
Pass Rufus back.
Pass Rufus back.
Hi, Scott.
Oh, yeah. Who's Kat then, huh?
Friend from my course.
Someone from your course. Just is it?
Nice.
Yes.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Right. Just a friend from your course. Whereabouts are you students, please?
We're at Bristol.
Yes. Love Bristol.
On a straight run back to Basingstoke.
Back to Basingstoke.
Basingstoke, Basingstoke.
Right.
Exactly.
You basically live in old Basing, don't you?
Yeah,
you do. I can just tell by your voice. You're so old, Basing. Anyway, give. Oh no, I was going to say something bad then. Give Kat my love.
I will.
I'm sure you will. And have a good Christmas.
You too, Scott. Have a good Christmas.
Love you. Bye. The Scott Mills Daily. Jono says Scott Mills telling you that Mourinho has left is like Jeff Stelling telling you that 1D have split up. It's not on, Scott. Imagine if Jeff Stelling was like, oh, by the way, Scott, One Direction has split up. I guess it's the kind of same, isn't it?
Yeah, just something not right about you breaking that kind of news.
I do apologise. I won't do it again. I won't ever delve into the world of sport again. Jack Garrett coming up, and Birdie, Wings, and Real or No Real with Greg James at 3:40 this afternoon. Hello, if you are driving home for Christmas, which loads of people are, mostly students. Hello, if you finished school or college for the day, you're listening to BBC Radio 1. We did a cracking innuendo bingo with Russell Howard earlier. It was all the best clips from 2015 innuendo bingo. We'll get a video for you later on if you missed it. Loads of stuff happens. No, it's not just the last hour. Russell Howard, innuendo bingo. I'll let you know when the video's there. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. It's Danielle.
Hi, Danielle. Where are you today?
I'm in Bolton.
What's going on?
I'm really keen for Wrap Myself in Paper. When are you going to play it?
People are very keen for this, Mills. There's a lot of texts, a lot of tweets.
Yeah.
We've got to do it today, right?
I couldn't find it in the system earlier. Do you think they take it out because they don't want me to play it?
I really hope not.
Do you know what? I think this is a totally underrated Christmas song.
I agree.
Danielle, do you love it? How does it make you feel?
Super cheesy. Just drives it home, doesn't it? It's Christmas in a week and a day.
It is, and those are the lyrics. Those are some of the lyrics of this magnificent song.
But if you're not aware of the song, it's a ridiculous Christmas song.
How dare you?
Well, no, it is.
It's not ridiculous.
But it's not a classic as such, is it?
No, but it should be. It's been overlooked because I think the chorus is one of the best.
So many people want this. Alison and Crew. Please tell me I've not miswrapped myself in paper, Scott.
It's by a Swedish bloke called Magnus Carlsen. He looks like he's in a kind of 90s boy band. But I bet he's well grateful to us for the money that we give him every year. Literally pence that he gets every year from us playing this track on Radio 1. Do you think they play it anywhere else in the world? Maybe in Sweden, I guess.
Maybe, but it's only on one day. That's the beauty of this song. It only really works. It only feels right for one day.
You say that, but as I go more baubles deep into Christmas, I sometimes will drop it on a Christmas Eve or Christmas Day.
True, and that Leona Lewis one, which talks about Christmas
one
being
more sleep.
One more sleep.
Yeah, I play that on Christmas Day.
You do that whenever, man.
Yeah. Okay, Danielle, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm
everyone,
so
are we
ready?
Here's the moment where we play Wrap Myself in Paper 2015.
Just even the start of it. People are going to be wazamming away, aren't they?
Wazam away.
The lyrics. Just the arrogance of it.
That's why it's so awesome.
I'm gonna wrap myself in paper.
Like she really wants that to happen. Or maybe it's a he.
What a treat. What a treat.
Oh, it was so good. Some people that have never heard that before are like, what is going on? Legit my new fave Christmas song, end of. I quite like it. It says Lou in Bedford. This is a right bit of Scott Mills, says Dom in Swansea. Caitlin in London, I just turned on the radio and Wrapped Myself in Paper came on. I am yassing all the way down the street. Joe from Tamworth, I think you've searched the wrong Magnus Carlsen on Google. He's not a chess grandmaster.
Might be.
Oh, he might be.
Paul's tweeted, goosebumps, lads, officially Christmas.
Oh, I've got the GBs. And Ben in his van says it does have a similar lift music vibe to Hotline Bling at the start.
Yes, it does.
Just a little bit. Magnus was well ahead of his time. And yes, it does sound like I've recorded it on my phone. No, I can't play it again as much as I'd love to. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. So much going on at the moment. So Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg on the show next Tuesday. Tomorrow on the show, Bear Grylls is on.
Yes.
Yes. Now, he's done all these incredible things. He's got, like, one of the number one shows in America, you know. Mm. And he'd be, I think, the perfect person to go to the pub with for a couple of drinks and just hear all of his stories. You could listen to him all day. However, he would be the ultimate story topper, right? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, whatever you've done in your life, he would be able to better it.
Absolutely, yes. So I'm thinking, let's try and get some of you lot on tomorrow and we'll see how your stories match up against him. Because he's always going to be like, oh, no, yeah, but actually I did this in Antarctica. Where you just want to go, well, actually, Bear, I think you'll find I've done this. Like, maybe you massively smashed it on your Duke of Edinburgh. Mm. Maybe you went camping in the New Forest with school and you want to brag about it a bit to Bear Grylls. Maybe you've eaten some weird stuff on your gap year, yeah?
Oh, gap year is a great place to get some stories. Maybe you've ridden up a river or something like that. Yeah. I don't know what the technical term is for that, but... Mm. But you know what I mean. You've got some stories from the old gap year, lands that you've travelled to. Yeah. I'm trying to think of one that I could offer up here. I could probably give you mystery meats in getting mystery meats in a kebab at 4 a.m. in Kavos was perhaps quite a daring experience for me.
Mm. I remember that mystery meat kebab you had, actually.
Yeah.
Would Bear Grylls be able to top that, though? I don't know. He is a story topper, though. He's always got to go one better. So let's see what we can do with him tomorrow. Email your story to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Put your number on, because we might call you back, and we might get you on with Bear Grylls tomorrow. Just want you to just brag a bit, really, about what you've done. Do you know what I mean? Be proud. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Put your number on. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Santa, tell me. Can't even see you. Ariana Grande, Santa Tell Me on BBC Radio 1. I didn't even know she'd done a Christmas song.
No.
Sneaky girl.
Has it been a big year for her? I'm not sure.
For Ariana?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has it?
Pretty big.
You know where everyone has a Christmas party? Do pop stars have their own Christmas parties and they do speech? 2015 has been a big year for Ariana Grande.
Yeah, I imagine they have some kind of do, yeah. Greg James is here. Happy birthday.
All right. Hey, mate. Thank you very much. I like Matt in Hant's text about Bear Grylls. I'm excited about that tomorrow, by the way.
It'll be good, yeah.
He says, Matt in Hant says, two sheds. We call people like Bear Grylls two sheds, because if I had one shed, he'd have two.
That is true.
Please call him two sheds
tomorrow. All right. Hello, two sheds.
Two sheds Grylls.
So if you've got any Bear Grylls brags, if you want to like go up against his stories, then email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Put a number on there because we'll call you back for tomorrow's show. Mm-hmm. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Just brag a bit, you know what I mean? And maybe you'll top one of his stories. Okay, let's play Real or No Real.
Radio 1 DJ Scott Mills has to re-download Magnus Carlsen's Wrap Myself in Paper once a year at the cost of 99p because someone keeps deleting it from the Radio 1 music library.
Now, why would they do that? It's a great song. Right, so...
I like it when the wheels fall off Radio 1 at Christmas.
What do you mean?
Well, it's just over Christmas. You know, every office has the same sort of feeling. But, you know, this is an office as well. Radio 1 is an office. It's just some of the people walk into a studio and do a show. But this is exactly the same as your office you're listening to right now in your office. Yeah. Radio 1 is exactly the same.
Yeah.
People can't be bothered from probably tomorrow onwards.
No, Greg.
True. No, it's true. Especially next week, Monday onwards, people are like, okay... Well, see you in January. They are.
He's not wrong, actually. And you even see it with people, the way they walk to the toilet and stuff like that. Just everything is slower. Yeah. There's no sense of urgency.
And it's more regular. People walk into the toilets more regularly.
What was that email we got yesterday? I mean, that sums up the situation here.
What?
Flooded.
Intense blockage.
Yeah.
Here at the toilet. In that exact phrase. That's what I mean. People are spending too much time.
The night after the Christmas party. Obviously, yes.
Yes. Intense blockage.
Yeah.
Anyway, this
and
is...
a queue of people.
What an email that is. Sorry, toilets are closed due to an intense blockage.
Intense. Oh my God, man. That blockage is so intense.
That's as good as the word stubborn.
Okay, so it's this song that I like to play by Magnus Carlsen every year. You know it's Christmas in the week. Do I have to keep re-downloading it every Christmas because some idiot deletes it from the Radio 1 music library?
It's probably accidental. That's what I'm talking about. People are being careless.
They're doing it because they hate it and they don't like me playing it.
Right, I think
probably
this is...
Probably a boss.
Well, you've just admitted that it's true. So that one is definitely real. You got genuinely angry there and the mask slipped, Mills. I saw it.
And that's 99 pence that you could have used on any number of other things.
Exactly.
Yeah, stationery.
Yeah, exactly. Real.
That one is real.
Yes, it is. Stop doing it, please. I'm not downloading it again. And next,
Jack from Jack and Dean's grandma is Great British Bake Off judge Mary Berry.
Oh,
what?
Well, that's an amazing link.
So Jack off of Jack and Dean YouTube sensation is his grandma is Mary Berry. Oh, imagine that!
They were on my show yesterday doing Rage Against the Answer Machine.
Yeah,
I feel like that I would have heard this before. I think they would have done something about it because their videos are.
I think
he keeps it quiet.
No, you shouldn't. If that's true, it should be the first thing you say. It should be top of the list on Wikipedia. If Mary Berry's your nan, that is number one fact about you. Sorry,
yeah, but some people are like, oh yeah, I'm just going to keep it on quiet. I like it. Not that it's embarrassing, but you just get asked about it in interviews all the time. So some people just choose to leave that detail out.
Yeah, but. It's not a bad thing, is it?
No, no.
Is anyone here related to anyone famous? No?
I don't think so.
I thought I was related to Dot Cotton a long time ago, but that was a false alarm.
You know Dot Cotton's not real.
I mean, the actress that plays Dot Cotton.
June Brown,
yes. I heard that she was some kind of distant relative of me.
Is it just because of the similarity when you smoke?
No, I don't even know what you mean.
What are you on about, Greg? Do you know what?
I'm just going out for fresh air.
But you'd be surprised at people you are related to in only so many steps of, you know, degrees of separation. I mean, you're probably three or four away from, you know, Barack Obama. It's just funny how it works.
We turn up for the books, but,
you know, sort of cousins, 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 cousin, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You'd be amazed how close you are to everyone in the world.
Hmm. Yeah.
Something to think on.
Aren't you related to Mel B or something?
No.
Oh, my God!
What is this?
No.
No, there's something going on there.
It's a different Spice Girl.
Who? Bunton?
Yeah, it was like my...
Are you not related to
no,
Bunton?
No, but it was like my cousin's cousin's cousin. Cousin, was it Emma Bunton?
Are you related to Emma Bunton? Yeah, real
what,
or no real?
What I'm saying is we're all related to each other.
Oh, this is getting deep. It's a bit deep for December, mate.
No, it's not. But what I'm saying is you'd be amazed if you looked at the links how quickly you could get to anyone in the world.
Six degrees of separation.
Name someone. Pick a name out of hat. You're probably like a cousin, 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 cousin away from...
Denise Van Outen.
Denise Van Outen. Yes. In fact, you'll probably find she's closer.
Hang on, wasn't it that you used to fancy Emma Bunton and then found out you were related to her?
Yes.
Right, okay, good.
Great.
Just, but it's Jack from Jack and Dean's Grandma, actual Mary Berry.
No, of course not. No way.
I mean, that's a really strong link. Real.
That one... is no real.
No, completely made up. But Mary has said that she does love baking with her grandchildren, but as far as I'm aware, Jack won't be there this Christmas. And finally, on today's Real or No Real.
The first DJ to properly mix records in the UK was Greg James.
Wouldn't have thought so. Must be somebody else.
The first DJ to properly mix in the UK, Greg James.
First...
No offence, mate, but you're standing on the shoulders of giants.
Yeah.
Like, there have been plenty of DJs that have gone before everyone here.
Even me.
Imagine that.
But hang on.
Has that been taken from my Wikipedia? I just put it on there as a joke.
I just don't understand how this could be true.
I mean, you've both seen me DJ. It's not bad.
Yeah, it's great. You can definitely mix.
I wouldn't say. You've heard dance anthems. It sounds pretty slick most weeks.
Yeah, I mean, that's really good mixing.
Yeah.
Well, occasionally you do slip slightly if you're having an off night.
Oh, you know, no one's perfect the whole time.
Yeah, sometimes it's like a galloping horse.
Sometimes the Greg James is slightly out of time with the beat, but that's life.
So are we saying there's a chance here that there might have been another DJ Greg James?
Probably.
And this was the first person to I mean, this would have been when?
Because the first time I mixed was probably when I was 17 in a mate's house. And I remember it. His name was Tom. And it was Eric Prydz into Salt and Pepper Push It.
Do you know, do you know the first ever song recorded onto a CD, I think it was, or whatever it was, is like this version of Mary Had a Little Lamb, right? But it's rubbish. Like... We've played this before on the show. It is the most appalling quality. And I'm thinking that must have been the first DJing. Now, I'm wondering if they then tried mixing Mary Had a Little Lamb into another Mary Little Had a Little Lamb. And that's
okay.
And that would have been the first mix. So I reckon that was 100 years ago.
Right, okay.
So before your time.
I was going to say, I'm not that old today.
No. I'm just reasoning this out.
So real or no real to this one, please?
Well, it's not me, but it'd be somebody else called that.
But you must know of it. If there was another DJ called Grey James, you would surely know about it.
Yeah.
Are you named after a previous DJ? Have you taken someone's identity?
I've stolen his whole identity.
Real or no real?
I stole his family. No real. No. Real. Real.
No real.
That one is real.
Yes.
Who is it?
It was not you. It
was guy.
An Argentinian-born US DJ with the same name who came over to start a residency in the UK back in 1978, and he was the first DJ to properly mix records.
Only in 78?
Yeah, Greg James.
Really?
Yeah, it's a proper mix,
wow.
Yeah.
In the UK.
At the end of that round of real or no real?
I got 10, Greg got 30.
Three.
Yes. And what's on the show today, please?
Okay, today on the show at 4:40, we will have the fired people from The Apprentice last night.
Yeah,
also,
we just saw them.
Tina Fey at 5:10 is my special guest.
Oh my God, amazing!
Tina Fey is on today.
She's great.
And then after 6, we will have the official Radio 1 review of the new Star Wars film with Rihanna.
Okay, big show today.
Big one.
4 o'clock on BBC Radio 1. We'll see you tomorrow. The Scott Mills Daily. Those are the best bits of Thursday's show. We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.